This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. While a Christian funeral is supposed to be Christian prayer focused on the resurrection of Christ and his people, in the days before Antonin Scalia's funeral Saturday, more attention is going to the funeral's guests. Critics of all stripes are saying that political views are taking precedent over honoring the deceased. The fate of Catholic radio and TV network EWTN is being thrown in with the case brought by the Little Sisters of the Poor. Both are now being forced by lower courts to pay for contraceptives, even abortifacient ones, for their employees by the government. If the Supreme Court comes to a tie vote in these cases, it will leave the lower court orders in place and force an ethical showdown. Pro-life groups are urging senators to follow precedent and wait for the next president's Supreme Court nomination. One benefit of waiting is that the election will give more attention to candidates' positions on Supreme Court nominees. This is Life News Radio. Maybe you've seen their curriculum in the National Catholic Register, or you've heard of the LIFE principles. If you are an educator or are responsible for high school curricula, you really do need to see the work of Healing the Culture. At healingtheculture.com, you'll discover how modern technology and tested teaching methods are inspiring students to embrace pro-life convictions for a lifetime. Visit healingtheculture.com. The sale of human specimens for profit exposed in recent video investigations is gaining more tangible evidence. A Houston attorney has documented allegations that four universities illegally spent hundreds of thousands of dollars for abortion specimens. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.